This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden announced Thursday the United States will donate 75% of its unused COVID-19 vaccines to the UN-backed COVAX Global Vaccine Sharing Program as more Americans have been vaccinated and global inequities have become more glaring. The White House unveiled the allocation for sharing a first 25 million doses with the world, part of its plan to share 80 million globally by the end of the month. At a news conference, White House Virus Response Coordinator Jeff Zients said the United States is committed to helping other nations as more Americans get vaccinated.
As the days get brighter and brighter at home, we're focused on driving progress to help the pandemic, help end the pandemic around the globe. It's both the right thing to do and an important step in protecting Americans by helping to stamp out the virus.
The president said in a statement, as long as the pandemic is raging anywhere in the world, the American people will still be vulnerable. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's opponents have pushed for a quick vote to end his record-setting rule, racing to head off what's expected to be a frantic push by the premier and his allies to derail a newly announced coalition. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
The new phase of political warfare began just hours after opposition leader Yair Lapid and his main coalition partner declared they had reached a deal to link a majority of the Knesset and form a new government. The announcement triggered a complex process likely to stretch over the next week, giving Netanyahu time to pressure coalition members ideologically aligned with him to quit the group. Now the question is whether the coalition of 61 votes would hold together through a vote of 120-member Knesset, and who would preside over that vote. I'm Zaria Shackley.
This is VOA News. The United States expects to have a sixth round of indirect talks on reviving compliance with the 2015 Iran nuclear deal and probably more, U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price said Thursday. Price said hurdles remained after the fifth round of talks that concluded on Wednesday, even as he did not rule out the possibility of an agreement in the next round.
Ultimately, our objective here is to ensure that Iran is once again subject to the most stringent verification and monitoring regime ever negotiated. That's what the 2015 JCPOA imposed.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump withdrew from the deal in 2018, arguing it gave Iran excessive sanctions relief for inadequate nuclear curbs. U.S. President Joe Biden wants to restore the pact's nuclear limits and, if possible, extend them. France says it is suspending joint military operations with Malian forces until the West African nation's junta complies with international demands to restore civilian rule. The announcement late Thursday came amid growing pressure for Colonel Assimi Goïta to step aside. Goïta deposed the country's civilian transitional leaders late last month, grabbing back control of Mali 9 months after his first coup d'etat was carried out. The African Union and regional bloc ECOWAS already have suspended Mali's membership. The European Union has also threatened targeted sanctions. Effley Bailey, the celebrity attorney who defended O.J. Simpson, Patricia Hearst, and the alleged Boston Strangler, but whose legal career halted when he was disbarred in two states, has died. He was 87. AP's Margie Zaralletta has more.
Effley Bailey made his name winning an acquittal for the second murder trial of Dr. Sam Shepard. Bailey's other high-profile clients included heiress Patricia Hearst, the alleged Boston Strangler, and former NFL star O.J. Simpson. One of the memorable moments of Simpson's 1995 trial was Bailey cross-examining Los Angeles police detective Mark Furman about racism.
Anyone who comes to this court and quotes you as using that word in dealing with African Americans would be a liar, would they not, Detective?
Yes, they would.
All of them, correct?
All of them.
Bailey was disbarred in two states for his handling of stock owned by a convicted drug smuggler. I'm Margie Zaralletta.
The number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits fell last week for a fifth straight week to a new pandemic low. The latest evidence the U.S. job market is regaining its health as the economy further reopens. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.